What does gender equality in organizations really mean? Is it just about increasing the number of women, or does true equality require something deeper, ensuring their voices and contributions are genuinely valued? Globally, and here in France, we've made progress in numbers, but the real challenge today is inclusion. Gender equality is a defining transition of our times. For example, in France, the Copé-Zimmermann law increased women on boards of directors to 40%. But numbers alone don't guarantee influence. True inclusion comes from ensuring women's voices shape decisions and their contributions are valued. And here, intersectionality is key. Gender does not exist in isolation. Women often face compounded barriers such as immigration, ethnicity, age, disability, or family roles. My research shows that while gender quotas open doors, they don't ensure women's voices are equally powerful inside. Progress is needed at all leadership levels, in middle management, program leadership, and academic committees. Also, diversity efforts sometimes face resistance when seen as special favors, not as steps toward fairness. This resistance can discourage women from speaking up and pursuing leadership roles. The gap is especially significant in fields central to business schools and organizations, such as finance, entrepreneurship, strategy, leadership, areas where influence is concentrated. And here, women are underrepresented, they lack role models, and face slower career progression. So what does this mean? The real transition we are going through is moving from increasing diversity to enhancing inclusion. Numbers matter, yes, but inclusive culture, it matters even more. Inclusive culture means women not only sit in the room, but shape the decisions being made. It means their voices are not dismissed, but valued. And it means organizations recognize the full diversity of women's identities and experiences. We see this, for example, in France's ongoing debate about work-life balance and parental leave. Expectations still fall unevenly on women. And without addressing these structural realities, numbers alone will not deliver equality. So let me leave you with this thought. Gender equality is not just about fairness, and it's not just women's issue. It's about building organizations that are innovative, resilient, and prepared for transition. Increasing numbers is the first step. But inclusion, that's the true measure of progress. And whether you are faculty, staff, or a student, we'll all have a role to play in making every voice count.